Hello, and welcome to this trick-or-treat of haunted locations. So this one will take us to Disneyland.
I'm really excited for this one.
I wish I could be at Disneyland right now.
Me too.
So I've actually really thought about it, because they're limiting how many people can be there right now. So, like, how great of an idea is that? It's, like, the best time to go.
Right.
Minus, like, the whole pandemic.
Pretty much.
And I don't think you're allowed to, like, scream or open your mouth on any rides. So, I mean, I don't know how fun that would be. But I'm kind of like, wait. Like, I mean, and I think that they're on certain rides, like, they're limiting how many people can be on the ride. So I'm kind of like, well, if they're limiting the amount of people that are on a ride, are the lines still as long? Have you heard about that?
I have not, but all I can think of is I would have a really hard time paying the cost of admission to have to stand in even longer lines. I don't know. Like, if they're limiting people, maybe that's not. Like, do you know how, like, much they're limiting the capacity of the park?
It's still, like, 20 billion people, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, is this, like, a big thing? Like half the people can get into Disneyland? Or, like, but I could still imagine it's probably pretty intense.
I don't know. So we originally grew up, well, I mean, I can't say grew up because we didn't live there like a majority of our life, but we grew up near
for a while.
Yeah, we grew up near Disneyland, and so we frequented Disneyland, and we got to go to Disneyland quite a lot for little kids. And our grandparents live near Disneyland, so every time when we weren't living there, every time we got to see our grandparents, we kind of associated, like, seeing grandparents with going to Disneyland. So Disneyland, for us, holds a special place in our heart. And I think we both have been to Disney World, just not together.
Yeah.
I've been there a few times.
I've only been
I've been there both on, like, work-related conferences.
I mean, we went for vacation for Emma and Tim's birthday when Emma turned 2. So,
yeah,
it was super fun, and I would love to go back. Our side note, our honeymoon was supposed to be a Disney cruise, but the Army and deployments got in the way of that.
Oh. Well, I would like to go to Disney World when I'm actually not at the conference.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten to enjoy Disney World, but I think my family got to enjoy it more than I did.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and my work conference, they were for nursing. So, I mean, it wasn't like, I don't know. I was just felt like I wasn't working at Disney World. I don't know why I felt like I had to throw it out there, but anyway, that's where, like, the emergency nurse conferences, they like to have them out in Florida, so I don't know. But anyway, so I wanted to focus on the Haunted Mansion, and then I found, I kept kind of going back and forth, because there are, like, a bunch of ghost stories and legends about Disneyland. And there are some about Disney World, too. But I kept wanting to just focus on the Haunted Mansion because it's Halloween, and what better to do about the Haunted Mansion? And then I even told you I'm only focusing on the Haunted Mansion. But then, like, when I was looking up more information about the Haunted Mansion, I found this one thing called a Fright Find. And it was the Real Ghost of Disneyland. And then I'm like, okay, it does talk about the Haunted Mansion, but then there's a few other stories on here that I can't just leave out because it involves, like, my favorite ride. So I will talk about the Haunted Mansion, but I also have to bring up some other rides too. So these are the four of the most famous real ghosts still lingering at Disneyland. And I also was just interested because I had not heard of some of these, and I've heard a lot of like the ghosts and the legends of Disneyland before. So I was like, I don't know if you're true or not, but I can't leave these out because it's Halloween season, right? I'm just sorry, super stoked about this. So this comes from frightvine.com. The pilot on permanent vacation. In the 1940s, roughly 10 years before Disneyland Park was built in Anaheim, California, a tragic plane crash occurred near the property that would later house the theme park. Many witnesses, including cast members, Disney employees, have seen a man with a cane hobbling near the Haunted Mansion attraction. See, I told you I'd bring it back. One cast member even reported seeing him around the loading docks near closing time one evening, while another may have caught him on camera. Most believe the following video is the spirit of Mr. Walt Disney himself. Others hold firm to the belief that it's the pilot surveying the grounds that he now calls home. So there is a YouTube video. I'll see if I can share it with you, of a person that is just kind of like walking around. So we'll see if you can put this in the show notes. We're not always the best at that. But I will see if you're able to link this on our Insta or IG for people to go back and watch this for themselves, because that would be kind of interesting.
Yes.
So again, linking it back to the Haunted Mansion, there's also the crying boy at the Haunted Mansion. So our ghostly pilot may have company, as guests and employees have also reported a crying boy in the vicinity. This tale isn't one of gruesome circumstances, however. Rather, it's a case of a distraught mother trying to find closure for her deceased son. Rumor has it that the boy's mother decided to illegally spread her son's ashes around his favorite ride, which was, as you guessed it, the Haunted Mansion. People who have witnessed his ghost say that towards the end of the ride, you can hear a small boy crying. Some have even witnessed a physical apparition standing at the exit of the tunnel, only to run off deeper into the ride when attendants chase after him. And if that sounds too bizarre to be believed, if this story from the LA Times has any validity, ash spreading is a rather unusual but common problem for Disney. How many other ghosts have had their remains scattered around the park, only to now be on permanent vacation? So, whether that's an urban legend or not, I have heard a bunch of stories of people spreading ashes, like,
yeah,
in the Haunted Mansion, to the point where, like, well, like, every night or, what, like, once a week, that they actually have to sweep up people's ashes. So they were like, you know, if you're just gonna, like, spread ashes on this ride, we literally like sweep them up and just throw them in a garbage can, so stop doing it.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, how cool would that be? Like, when I die?
Like, the happiest place on earth.
True. Okay. So this is like why I wanted to share these four stories, because it involves my favorite ride, which no longer exists. Can you guess which one that is? Because I was so mad when they like got rid of it.
Well, I know that they got rid of Tower of Terror, but I don't
know. Yes.
Okay.
That was my favorite ride.
They have it. It's just not Tower of Terror anymore. It's like the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy. But we went to Disneyland a few years ago, and I think Emma was, like, 8-ish, 9? And I took her on. I went on the Tower of Terror. And then she's like, I want to go on it. And I was like, okay. And I was like sitting there with her. And I was like, I'm a terrible mom. I'm a horrible mom. People are probably looking at me, judging me. What am I doing? Why do I have my like 8-year-old here on this ride with me? Like, I started like berating myself and questioning my parenting choices because I was like, this is a horrible thing to do to her. But she had fun.
8-year-old? Oh, well, you're making me feel really bad because I took Ava when she was 3. And she was tall enough.
Yeah.
And she was, like, crying and bawling her eyes out. And then, like, so we had to, like, we had someone else with us. And so she ended up taking her, another family member, and so she ended up taking her to go see, like, Elsa. So I did feel bad, but then of course my son was like, I want to go again, I want to go again, I want to go again. So we're like, okay. But he was like 4.
Nice.
Okay. So the Tower of Terror ghost. A few years ago, a video that is sadly no longer available popped up on YouTube purportedly showing a maintenance worker checking out the Tower of Terror ride. Although the video is no longer around, StrangerDimensions.com managed to save some of the best images, and there is video of this. So I am looking at the images now. So while the worker remains calm and seemingly unbothered during the inspection of the ride, various ghostly figures appear beside him and behind him. So is it a phenomenon where our brains see patterns and faces that don't exist, or is it something more sinister? You be the judge. So in the first picture, so it doesn't show the video, but it shows like a picture of a man just sitting in the very, very front row of the Tower of Terror ride, and they're black and white pictures that someone probably just took of him sitting on this ride. And behind him is an image of, it looks like a woman sitting behind him, and she's like transparent, obviously. Like you would, because it's a ghost.
Yeah.
And then in the next image is a different individual. Again, you could see through them, and it looks like it, I can't make out if it's a woman or a man, sitting about 2 seats to the side of him. So there's that aisle where the stairs are, mm-hmm. if you're going to the back row. They're in the front row, maybe in seat 3, sitting there wearing like a sweatshirt and jeans with their hands calmly just sitting on their lap, staring straight ahead. So again, you can check out these photos yourself on frightfind.com/the real ghost of Disneyland/.
Yeah.
But if we actually get our stuff together, we might be able to share these images with you. But don't get your hopes up. And then finally, Walt Disney's ghost. Perhaps the most well-known spirit still lingering at Disneyland is the founder of the parks, Mr. Walt Disney himself. Numerous eyewitnesses have seen Disney making his rounds about the park, seemingly checking to make sure things are running just the way we would have wanted. Perhaps the most compelling evidence, however, comes from a night shift cast member who was cleaning up Mr. Disney's on-site apartment one evening. The park has kept a light burning in the apartment window as a tribute to its founder since 1966, but unknowingly the cast member snuffed out the light as they were exiting the room, only to come back to it burning brightly later. Upon entering the room, she heard a voice that said, "I'm still here." If that's the case, maybe it's time we take a look into Madame Leota's crystal ball and finally get to the bottom of Walt Disney's rumored last words. Kurt Russell. Is that really his last words?
I don't know.
Okay. I have no idea what that's about. But anyway, those were the 4 creepy stories behind Disneyland. But there are obviously more, so I'm sure in the future we'll have another episode about Haunted Disneyland, Haunted Disney World, and Haunted Disney, because there are so many more.
Yeah.
But this is just a little bite-sized trick-or-treat episode, so we hope you enjoyed it. Bye!